This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on the tour, standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Robin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified man from, well, from somewhere. But his story takes place in Stafford County, Virginia. I have no idea what part of Virginia that is. That's the info I've got. But he was standing outside of a Target at the Stafford Marketplace, which would not normally generate any interest at all. But the man was wearing a full Ku Klux Klan uniform, hood, robe, the works. Now, he wasn't really doing anything, but understandably, his presence, it made some folks uncomfortable, and the police were called. Now, when the cops confronted him, they explained, and I did not know this, in the state of Virginia, law prohibits wearing masks with the intent to conceal identity in public. In other words, pull the hood off or be on your way. You cannot be out in public intentionally concealing your identity.
Okay.
So even though it's a Klan guy, and I'm sure they're a little sour on that, but inevitably, the way to get to him, it's like, come on, man, you can't wear the hood. Well, the man complied. He didn't put up a big fuss, and he pulled his hood off. The Stafford County Sheriff's deputies, they were shocked to discover that the guy under the Klan hood with the Klan robe, it's a black dude. As you might imagine, there was an awkward moment, a little bit of a pause where the cops looked at each other, looked at the brothers standing here in the full Klan uniform. But then the man explained that he was conducting, and I call it, quote, a social experiment.
Mm-hmm.
He had not broken any crimes, and according to the cops, he just left. There's no confrontation, nothing. They went up, said, hey, man, like, and there's pictures of it out there. So you see a guy standing next to a Target, and it looks like an average Klan guy because he's got all the Klan garbage on, but I said, man, you can't wear a mask. Not in the state. Pull it off. Bang presto. What's that?
Where did he get a Klan outfit?
You probably ordered online.
Okay.
Look, I mean,
oh, like you've never looked up a Klan outfit.
Right, exactly.
Your closet,
for Halloween?
Miles.
All right, let's see.
Go ahead. Okay. Put on a Klan outfit. It's not hard. It's not the most sophisticated costume in the world.
Okay, shopping here.
Shopping.
Hopefully right, I won't get a phone call from somebody later. Oh, yeah, there you go. Men,
too
hooded, robe, cloak, knight, fancy, cool, cosplay, costume.
Is that cosplay? That is not cosplay. I dress like a unicorn.
Oh,
I'm
God.
From the Klan.
It's kind of hard to
Jesse,
buy
don't, this is not a cosplay costume.
Do not use that for cosplay.
Uh-huh.
Do not wear that to the convention. Mm. How much does it run if you're going to get a Klan out?
You can't really buy one. You can buy...
But you're on shopping.
What's that? Well, that's where I wanted to buy it. Yeah, I mean, I want to see if I can buy
it
one.
It doesn't say the price.
Well, I mean, here's one, but it's not, I guess it is. It's more like, this looks more like a Star Wars robe.
But here's the thing. Once you put the pointy hood on, you're going to be wearing a Snuggie, bro.
It
turns a corner. How much would that cost me?
$24.
That's it?
Yeah, you can get them in all kinds of colors.
All right, so let's say
the real ones are higher quality.
$50, right?
Ooh, you could be a Jawa. Very cool.
Yeah, so yeah, it was a black guy. He had not committed any crimes, said he's doing a social experiment. And I guess the way they explain it is just kind of this awkward, like, I'll be on my way then. Mm-hmm. So like, okay. Damn. So
I wish they had a picture of him
without the hood.
Yeah.
He may have requested. They don't. I don't know. And by the way, it's social experiment. Is that just code for I'm going to do something to upset other people just to see how it feels to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear social experiment, like you're hitting people with water balloons like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, try that. Next time the cops pull up on you, like, you guys throwing snowballs at cars, tell them, hey, no. We know how it sounds. We're just doing a social experiment. That's all it is.
Yeah, right. He's just sitting there to get everybody all riled up.
Of course.
Which clearly for his own enjoyment, because
it had to be.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, listen, I'm a black dude. I'm telling you right now, it's kind of funny to me, because I'd be upset until dude lifts his hood and be like, all right. Funny, bro.
Also seems dangerous.
Seems exceptionally dangerous, Ted. I don't know that well, I did it once in a controlled environment, dressed as a guy from the Klan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a very awkward conversation like a week later at a party at that place with a very large security guard.
Yeah, you did. I didn't.
Who was, who was not apprised of the actual unveiling of you.
Oh, well, that's what made it social experiment. He didn't know it was me under there.
I forgot you did that.
Yeah. He did not. And yeah, I heard an earful.
Okay.
To the point, you know me. Brother, it was not me. I'm telling you, he's black. Yeah. I think it was a terrible, terrible idea, too.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you being all agreeable with him?
Oh, yeah.
Well, something, man, you should be glad you weren't there. There's a guy in a clam robe. Yeah, I heard about him. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze
because we think it's yummy.
Yummy! So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Well, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Patrick, you understand how this here game is played.
I do, but I want you to explain it anyway.
I'm not going to. But I am going to give you an option of one of three stories. And for today's purposes, we have one story, as always, that deals with ethnicity / race. We have another story that involves what did the person eat?
Oh, okay. Kind of like our question today.
Yeah, exactly. It did not do him wrong. It could have. He chose to eat this. And the last story deals with a substance. So again, we have the old standby, the ethnicity and race. We have a story where what did the person eat, followed by what was the substance?
What kind of substance? Like, is it like last week where it was like a bodily fluid?
Now, you know what? I'll put it this way. The substance itself is urine. The question I guess I'm looking for is who or what supplied it?
All right, let's go with what somebody ate.
What somebody ate, a fantastic choice. It's a fine vintage, this story. A moment, please. All right, we go to the world of air flight, where one Matthew Flattery, 44 years old, he was on an EasyJet flight from Manchester to Keflavik, Iceland. By the way, Keflavik is now the second city I can name in the country of Iceland. But that's when he pulled out a bottle of gin from his bag and began swigging it straight. Naturally, as gin will do, he started flirting with a female passenger, but after she ignored him, he told her to, quote, F off, and then screamed he was, quote, going to kill her family. Cabin crew members, they urged him to calm down, go back to his suit, but Flattery, he turned on them shouting death threats. He struggled with the man who attempted to get his bag from the overhead bin. EasyJet staff alerted the pilot to the escalating incident. He took the precaution of locking the cockpit door and diverting the plane to Edinburgh Airport. That would ruin the vacation for about, I don't know, 142 other passengers on this flight. But as the flight began its descent, he started eating something and almost started a fire. Now, after landing, Flattery, he was taken to a police station where he continued his drunken outburst, racially abused an officer by repeatedly calling him the N-bomb and threatened to kill his family. Quick side note, they are now in Scotland. I cannot believe there's a brother in Scotland. He appeared in Edinburgh Sheriff's Court on Monday where he pleaded guilty to charges, including putting the safety of a flight in danger. Air crew staff said to be quite shaken by his behavior, and the court heard that none of the cabin staff had dealt with anything this extreme before. The crew manager said she was, quote, very intimidated and was worried he would physically harm her when she tried to calm him down when he shouted, I'm going to kill you if you do not shut up. Which reasonable fear to have, very reasonable.
That's not a very long flight, by the way, right?
You're on your way
to Iceland. I mean,
from London?
Yeah, that can't be.
No. I mean, a lot of flights to London, that's your layover.
Right.
Yeah, that is your layover. But dude pulled out gin. Ted, we've had some experience with the rapid consumption of gin and how things can go downhill real quick.
And he's drinking gin from the bottle.
From the bottle that he pulled out of his bag on the plane. So everyone watched him descend into this chaos. My question for you is, what is it that he decided to start eating during his drunken rampage? And he's still hurling insults at people. Did he start eating his seat, his cell phone, another passenger's book, or the vomit bag? So again, as he's drunk and yelling things to people, he starts eating. Was it his own seat, his cell phone, another passenger's book, or the vomit bag?
Oh, man.
Yeah, not a lot to go on here.
There's not. You're loaded up on gin.
Yeah.
Do we know if it was pre or post the meal? Did he eat? Like, was
I guarantee there, you this guy did not eat anything.
Yeah, I mean, is there a chance there was like a snack hidden in the vomit bag?
I mean, there's a chance, but my experience on a plane, if I find a snack hidden in the vomit bag, I didn't put it there. I don't know if I want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it's a bonus.
And keep in mind, this is all pretty rapid succession. I mean, they took off, he started guzzling, and like you said, it's a reasonably short flight. They didn't even make it to Iceland. They took off from Manchester in England. They landed in Scotland.
Social experiment, by the way, if you're ever on a flight and you don't like the person you're sitting beside, just grab that bag. And then open it up, you know what I mean? So it's completely open, and hold it with two hands right below your mouth.
Right, through the whole flight. You'll never be too safe, man.
Did it say if he actually ate it?
He was chewing on
he
it.
He had it in his
trying
mouth.
To
yeah.
eat it, yeah. He's trying to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the choices again?
Seat, cell phone, another passenger's book, or the vomit bag?
He had this in his mouth, was chewing, swallowed some of it.
I think it makes sense that he could be chewing on the seat.
I think any of these makes sense, given the particular story.
Yeah, like you're picturing a guy losing his mind. It seems natural he'd gnaw on a seat.
I'm going to go seat on my answer.
But I feel like seats would be tough to eat.
I think any of these are tough to eat.
And he's already harassed the female flight crew, right?
When he starts to eat one of these, he has done everything else.
Right, so he's mad at them, and then he's lobbed the racial
No, the racial thing was after they landed. But he is threatened to kill.
But that doesn't matter because they landed in Iceland.
Right. They landed in Scotland.
Oh, okay.
So he already insulted and threatened violence toward three other people. He's already been screaming. He's already flirted with the woman to turn him down. And now he decides he's going to eat. That's basically eating is the last thing he did before they finally landed.
Okay.
I get it, man. I've been there. I'm hungry.
What do you think, Ted?
Should have eaten more. Cell phone?
Because like it's on him? The hardest thing to eat would be the cell phone or the seat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Patrick, what are you thinking on your final answer, then?
What do you think, Ted?
I'm going with cell phone.
Let's go cell phone.
Final answer, Patrick.
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out.
Ted hooked me up before on one of these.
Okay, we're going to find out here if he was trying to eat the seat, the cell phone, a pastor's book, or a vomit bag next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What about this? You got a guy in England, gets on a flight, headed to Ireland.
Yep.
And he starts chugging some gin in a bottle that he brought with him. Then he starts hitting on the woman beside him. She's not really into him at all.
Which shocks me.
Yeah. Then he starts to tussle with some flight attendants. Basically starts losing his mind. They get him somewhat restrained. And then he begins to start eating something strange.
Mm-hmm.
And then tries to set something on fire before they eventually landed in Scotland and got this guy off the plane.
That is correct. But, Patrick, we asked you, did you believe that the thing that he was eating was it his seat, his cell phone, another passenger's book, or the vomit bag? We all roll through what seems most logical, what seems least logical, frankly, when you're that drunk on gin, anything illogical, it's a logical choice. But in the end, you decided to go cell phone. You agree with Ted, who you said helped you out last time played this game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did it again.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
Okay. So here's the thing. The reason that the plane kind of caught on fire for a brief moment is that when he started eating his cell phone, Ted, he knew not to eat the battery. That would be crazy. So he pulled the battery out, put it on the seat next to him, but the battery got hot and actually burst into flames. So now you got a flight where there's a crazy dude who's belligerent, threatening violence, eating a cell phone, and there's a fire next to him. They managed to get that out there.
What's that level where you get to attack the crazy dude on the flight?
Listen, the one thing about this story, okay, so the takeoff from England, they're headed to Iceland, they land in Scotland, and through this entire story, this guy's being this belligerent, they had to inform the pilot what's going on, then he locked the cockpit door. Post 9/11 in the States, that cockpit door is locked before you take off, right? And certainly, one thing we know in the States, we can be divided on many things, we can all piss and moan, we can point fingers, we can blame each other. Collectively, we'd have beat that guy's ass.
Well, also,
I have no doubt, if that happened over American soil, I don't care what side of the fence you think you're on, that guy would have gotten his ass.
You know, they have those articles like secrets that flight attendants won't tell you.
Sure.
All this crap, right? So I read one of those. Here's something that's interesting. Other than the fact that you always need to say hello and be cordial when you walk onto the plane. Especially because they're saying hello to you, so they realize, like, you might be a jerk.
Well, first, it's manners, but they're also sizing you up.
That's exactly right. And when they're sizing you up, they're thinking to themselves, if something happened on that plane, that jacked up guy in seat 21D,
gonna ask for his help.
We're gonna come find him.
Mm-hmm.
So they already sized that up before the flight starts. So that was pretty
And if you have decent manners, you just say hello to people
that
said hello to you.
It'd be nice for a change.
That's all you gotta do.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right.
Okay.
Your choices today will be Jimmy Fallon. David Spade.
Spade.
Seth Meyers. Conan O'Brien. Or Tad Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right. Those guys have about teams of writers. They have to level their monologues every single night. It could be one of these jokes from one of the late night shows, or is it a The Ted Smith original, unless the joke is about an Iowa governor?
Yeah, we heard one earlier. It was a great joke. It was a very good joke.
It just seems so true. I thought it was. T-Mobile will be officially merging with Sprint. Afterwards, the CEOs wanted everybody to hear the good news, so they called them on their Verizon phones.
The Ted Smith.
Oh, no, wait.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
T-Mobile will soon be officially merging with Sprint. Afterwards, the CEOs wanted to make sure people heard the good news, so they called in their Verizon phones.
Seth is the one who makes the AT&T jokes all the time, right? Because they screwed him over. You ever seen him make those jokes about AT&T where he throws in, like, I won't stop!
No.
Oh, they're great. Apparently, they did something completely wrong.
Right.
So every time he brings up something that's awful horror, like, or it could have been AT&T.
Yes, I told you. Not done yet.
Local news, Mount Rainier Park has been closed indefinitely due to mudslides and flooding. The Chipotle bathroom I stopped by this morning is closed for the same reason.
That's Ted Smith. Rainier National Park is closed indefinitely due to mudslides and flooding. The Chipotle bathroom I stopped by this morning is closed for the same reason.
Being hangry leads to an average of 4 arguments per week, according to a new study. So once again, Margo, where do you want to eat? It is!
Yeah.
Dang!
Who's Margo?
Well, I was thinking about Christmas Story.
Oh.
Because I feel like any name I ever use, you guys are like, we don't use the name. Did Margo do it again?
Yeah.
Well, I had to use some chick's name.
Okay. I still know any Margo.
That was your passion behind it.
Right.
It was spoken like a man who's been down this road. And I'm like, and we all have, but I'm like, yeah, it's too passionate. That's Ted.
Well, you're upset now.
I don't care.
I've been driving for half an hour.
We can get anything. It doesn't matter. I'm just hungry. All right, well, let's just get a pizza. I don't want pizza.
But you just said you'll eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that. A new report has found that 61% of couples have gone on vacation with their partner in an effort to reunite the romance. Though you don't have to mention that in the caption.
Conan O'Brien.
David Spade.
Seth Meyers.
A new report has found that 61% of couples have gone on a vacation with their partner in an effort to reignite the romance, though you don't have to mention that in the caption.
What are you guys up to lately? We go out for dinner a lot and take a lot of trips.
Because we don't like being home together.
I know. We're trying to rekindle things. Oh, trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that means, right?
Rekindle.
Right, rekindle.
Yeah, have you ever tried to...
You ain't been kindling for a while.
Light ashes on fire?
Yeah, well, stick it in a thing of rice. That'll get that kindle working. Yes, I still have one. I'm old. A new study found that smoking weed is very... A new study found that smoking weed is very bad for your memory. But scientists... Sorry, I threw in a joke there. Sorry.
Okay.
Just let it go.
We'll do it.
All right, I'll read it for real.
Okay.
A new study found that smoking weed is bad for your memory. When the scientist presented this study to his colleagues, they were like, didn't you just present us last week?
Valid. Yeah,
valid. That is valid.
A new study found that smoking weed is bad for your memory. When the scientist presented the study, his colleagues were like, Dave, you just gave us this presentation last week.
Yeah, did you guys see this? Did you see this one? New magic fruity pebbles are on sale. They're all pink, but somehow they turn the milk blue, which is odd, because usually it's a lack of pink things that turn things blue.
Need that too. Conan O'Brien?
What's Ted Smith?
All right, nice work.
Again, it sounded personal.
An extremely rare grand piano worth nearly $200,000 was destroyed last week after movers dropped it while taking it out of a studio in Berlin. Said a regular piano, "Oh no, not so grand anymore, are you?"
Seth Meyers. Seth.
An extremely rare grand piano worth nearly $200,000 was destroyed last week after movers dropped it while taking it out of a recording studio in Berlin. Said a regular piano, "Oh, not so grand anymore, are you?"
I love that one. We got another. You want another piano joke?
You got another piano joke.
I got piano jokes. We just stopped. A 190,000 grand piano was destroyed after movers dropped it. Though we're not sure if they dropped it on something sharp or if it just fell flat.
Piano jokes.
That V. Ted Smith joke?
That's a writer's joke.
Oh, it's a writer's joke. I see. Okay.
A writer that obviously played an instrument.
Yes.
It's a musical joke. All right. Everybody loves... spoiler, so I got one for you.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to tell you alert, because you probably know this already. The Bachelor. There's some controversy going on here. I don't know why I can't say that word. So Peter Weber, Pilot Pete.
That's his name.
Peter Weber.
Is there an actor named Peter Weber? What are the...
Thinking about the famous Andrew Lloyd Webber. Weber.
That's what it is, yes.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, big composer.
Yeah, the guy who made the...
No,
the,
I know
the guy
that...
made the grills.
I know that Andrew Lloyd Webber exists. I just feel like there's a Peter Weber. I'm thinking Peter Weller. Never mind.
And Miles, you're right. He wrote musicals.
And made the grill.
And grilled food.
Grills. Yeah. You know, I had a Weber for a long time.
They're great.
Did it sing when you opened it?
It did.
Yeah.
I wish I knew one of his famous musicals. I'd sing a line from
it. I was just thinking the same thing. I know that's what he does. I don't know anything he's written.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyhow, so Pilot Pete here. The rumor is that he might, he doesn't end up with any of the women on the show. Instead, he hooks up with a producer.
Shocking. Mm-hmm. He ran through 24 different women and decides not to be with any of them.
So it might work.
Huh.
It might last. It
man,
might actually
oh
be
man.
A real relationship. Is that what you're trying
Never
to say?
Never thought that would happen to some dude would go on this show, have sex with 24 different hot women, and then go on his own way.
Mm-hmm. Somebody on Reddit noticed Peter's dad posted a picture of her out with the family on New Year's Eve. And everybody knows on New Year's Eve, whoever you kiss at midnight, you spend the rest of the year with.
Ooh, be selective.
Shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Or stay home.
I was asleep at 11.
Still waiting for the fireworks. Still in 2019
it's not
over
good.
Here. Also, she's been tagged in photos wearing Seattle Seahawks gear, which is Peter's favorite football team.
Does that mean Pilot Pete's from the Seattle area?
I have no idea because I don't watch the show.
Okay.
But it is his favorite team, as it tells me here.
Yeah. Then he's got to be from the area. You don't go find random Seahawk fans around the rest of the country. I'm sorry, you just don't.
Well, no, I mean, it just depends, man. If you grew up in the middle of nowhere and you don't have a team, then whatever team you kind of liked first becomes
your
team.
There'll always be that right? one. Yeah, there'll always be that guy.
Or he grew up in L.A.
Okay.
I mean, there's two teams now, but there was a long time wasn't a team there. Open territory.
Raider fan or 49er.
Obviously, ABC said they're not going to get into it.
Then he's sleeping with her.
Yeah, and then that's what he did.
Right, because they love to dish on anything that's The Bachelor, because the whole thing is scandalous and stupid, right? So if they're not commenting on it, yeah, he's
But if that's the twist at the end of the show, that's different than probably all the other Bachelors they've done, right? Where they actually pick somebody from the group of girls.
But I don't think they would reveal that part. I think on The Bachelor, the way they sell it is, he didn't pick anyone. In the meantime, he's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miles, you're right. Generally, The Bachelor, it's kind of part of the show. You pick one of the girls. And then,
yes,
now, it doesn't mean you have to stay together forever, even though you get engaged, because I don't think most of them do. There is a couple couples who have made it happen. But you're right. This would be a complete departure of, like, and honestly, who knows? He might be dating her now. He might have picked a girl because it's like, you got to finish the season, you know?
Pick her, right? You know, if you don't care. Like, yeah, sure. What's Shirley? Okay.
But there wouldn't be pictures of them out in public with the parents.
Yeah, so that's obviously the tell.
Right, that's a weird thing that the producer of the show is spending New Year's Eve with Pete's dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, unless she's, maybe she likes Pete's dad. Who knows?
Ooh, that'd be a nice twist.
Oh, but I think Pete's mom's got something to say about this.
Uh-huh. Maybe she's into it, too.
I hope Pete still has a mom. Yeah, well, I didn't think about it, so I just said that. I was like, oh, tell me nothing horrible has happened to this man's mom.
No, I would have to say it.
True. This one's kind of weird. There's a radio or a TV station in Charleston, South Carolina, and they had to send out a memo. Basically, the men's bathroom is not being kept neat between cleanings. There appears to be boogers on the wall.
Oh,
never thought I'd had to write a memo like this. Gross. Now, I will say, there used to be a lot of boogers in the males in the mail room.
And yes. We called the men's bathroom, but whatever. Bathroom,
yeah. Correct.
Last building.
But after somebody didn't work with us anymore, I did not notice a lot of boogers there.
The boogers went away. Yeah, because they were in high school, between my junior and senior year, the third floor men's bathroom, there was, in one of the stalls, there was just this massive booger that someone had wiped on the stall wall. And it's one of those deals, we were all aware of it, and unless you really had to go, like, people would wait to poop just to not use that stall because it was that gross. But over the summer, the school kind of gets redone. They've repainted all the stuff. We're all very happy about this. And one of the first things we did was check on giant booger because it had been there all junior year. The bathrooms had now been painted. I want to say the stalls are that weird, ugly, only schools have this color shade of yellow kind of thing. Well, over the summer, they painted them kind of light blue. You go into that back stall, they painted over the booger. And you could still clearly, it was like fossilized now. You could still see the outline, the one little hair that was always sticking out. You could still see it. And somehow that made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that stall.
Yeah. Bugs are weird.
They are, man. There's something about them. Like, just nobody needs to see this. Nobody.
You're in a bathroom. Throw it away.
Also, you're in a bathroom. Blow your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything
instead of just picking it and putting it on the wall. Like, I understand in an elementary school, but like,
that's where you're now. You're tracking.
Yeah,
that's why.
I mean, look, there's something mildly funny about it.
Yeah,
right, but I say right in a place where it's all adults and everything. Like, yeah, but just blow your nose. I will say that's one thing that's terrible too. I have to tell another adult. Will you blow your nose already?
Blow your nose.
I can see the bug coming out. let's see, NBC's new service, the Peacock streaming service.
Oh, there's another one.
Mm-hmm. That's going to come out in July. If you have Comcast, Xfinity, or X1, or Comcast Flex subscriber, you can get a few months of it free, starting in April or whatever. But basically, people just want to know, like, what's going to be on the Peacock network, correct?
Okay. Yeah.
They'll have a ton of shows, which most of them originally aired on NBC. So they'll have 30 Rock. It's funny they put Brooklyn Nine-Nine on there. So I want to say that started on Fox.
I believe it did. Then, yeah, NBC.
Or did it start on NBC?
I think it picked up on Fox.
I can't remember which is which.
I don't know.
And a lot of these shows that they farmed out to other subscription things, they're trying to get them back. You know what I mean? NBC did have a run of a ton of great shows.
Right. So you know about Cheers.
Friends. Seinfeld,
Frasier.
Well, they can't put Friends on there because Friends is already sold out to somebody
else. Right, they sold that. Yeah.
Right, but like The Office, Law and Order Criminal Intent, Law and Order SVU, Two and a Half Men, Will and Grace, Parks and Rec, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, The Office, as you said, will be on there, Frasier, Cheers. I mean, just a lot of stuff.
Probably all the old SNLs. You can probably watch any one of those.
They have a super long history, so yeah, it'll do well.
Yeah.
But that's the game changer, right? ABC or Disney, whatever, Disney Plus. They buy all of their content. They own their content. That's the only place you can get it. NBC / NBC Universal has a massive catalog, and it's just the thing that, man, why don't we make our money off of our crap? Because you're right. The fact that they sold Friends is probably the worst one for them. That show would have generated the most income for them.
And they could buy it back. Amazes me is like...
But you got to buy it back at a higher price.
Everybody wants to do it, but at a certain point, like, you're just hurting yourself again. It's like... You know, a lot of people go, well, I don't want to pay for cable. I'll just buy this streaming service or that one, right? But if everybody takes their content back, you might end up paying more for specific streaming service than just buy a cable.
Well, here's the thing. But if I'm the network, that's great, right? Because the network, I can now charge more because all of our content remains exclusive. But inevitably, by doing all the streaming and all these networks kind of keeping their content and forcing it through their stream... It's the same as watching any network as it was before. It's just you got to pay for it because you get everything they've had, right?
If
you're going to watch an NBC show, you have to go to NBC. Well,
right.
If you stream it, I still have to go to the NBC whatever to watch an NBC show. So they just kind of recreated networks in the first place and found a way to finally charge us for stuff that's otherwise free.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, I mean, everybody knows when Netflix started, the network stopped making money.
Yes, the shore networks.
Yeah, right.
They've announced some new content, including a reboot of Battlestar Galactica, a Saved by the Bell revival, and a Punky Brewster sequel.
I would call that new content.
I'm with you.
I would call it additional.
Like Netflix pays a lot of money to start shows and have them going.
Right.
Miles, you're right. You'll be able to stream Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and Late Night with Seth Meyers 3 hours earlier than the regular time slots.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Chicago area Girl Scouts, knowing very well their clientele, set up a booth outside of a marijuana store. Meanwhile, a Texas woman goes to get in her car and sees a man inside asleep who did snore. In Florida, 7-foot alligator sneaks into a couple's home. Japanese airport installs a dog toilet area where your pooch can run around and roam. And a Florida mom is busted with meth in her baby's diaper. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. A woman was arrested for possession, but where she hid the drugs is making headlines. The woman walked onto the scene of a man being arrested for driving without a license. When she approached, officers noticed something off about the infant that she was carrying with her. Mainly the straw and baggie sticking out of the child's diaper.
Jeez, man.
Upon further investigation, their suspicions were confirmed that the woman did indeed have meth on her possession, and she was also arrested. Mm. And you will never guess where this fine young lady comes from.
Florida. And she's, did you see her mugshot?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, she is.
Miles showed me the picture today. All he said is this woman's 36 years old.
Ah.
And I know meth is like, and it's like the reverse of oil of Olay. Use a little of this and like 40 years older.
Oh, yeah.
Good God, she looked horrible.
She does, man. In her mid-30s.
Yeah.
Lord of mercy. In the child's diaper. Come on now. Why are you taking your meth out there when you're on that scene? I think she knew the guy that was being arrested. You know, she had heard that he was getting arrested out there, so she went up to see. Why is your baby with meth in his diaper coming out with you?
If I got illegal drugs on me, I'm not going to walk to where the cops are.
No.
When they back call me. Man, I ran from an ATM because the K-9 unit and a parked police car started barking. I had weed in my pocket. I was gone, man. This is years ago. I mean, but I'm like, I'm out.
Oh, goodness. In other news, let's go to Wichita Falls, Texas, which is getting a lot more airtime on this news broadcast, it seems, where a woman found something odd in her car. The woman went out to her car in the morning to find a strange man sleeping inside of it.
Hmm.
She immediately called officers, and he was arrested for criminal trespassing of habitation.
Lock your car door.
There's that.
There's that. Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason they put a lock on the door.
Yeah. Lock your door.
I'm just arresting the man. He was just sleeping in there. He needed a spot to sleep real fast. Brush him off. Away we go. Get in your car. Go to work.
He's out by the next day, guaranteed.
Oh, you bet. Absolutely. And then lock your dadgum car.
That's right.
Speaking of intruders, a man had to call animal control after he had one of his own. One of his own in his home. The man needed to call authorities after a 7-foot alligator waddled its way into his garage. Nobody was injured in the encounter, and the gator was taken to a nearby canal and to be released. And you'll never guess where that story came from.
Florida.
Gator just walking into a dude's garage. Yes, it is Florida.
All right. I'm still holding out for Ohio one day.
I got to say, it's
Ohio gators.
I'm like, it's a 7-foot alligator. It didn't sneak anywhere. You just didn't see it.
Right.
I like the fact that they just kind of came in, they corralled it. They duct taped its mouth, picked the damn thing up, and walked it over to a canal and dropped him in.
Let it go.
Yeah, just right.
Here, buddy.
Now, how come when I do that with perfect strangers, the cops get upset? I walk in the garage, I corral them, I duct tape their mouth, and dump them in a canal.
There you go.
What the hell? Pretend they're an alligator. It's all good.
It's just rerouting. That's all that is.
Yes.
You thought you wanted to be here, but you need to be here. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. A group of Girl Scouts have set up a shop in the best of places to sell their cookies. For years, the organization has set up in front of various grocery stores in an attempt to sell as many cookies as possible. But after the latest legalization of marijuana in Chicago, a group has set up outside of dispensaries and is now making a killing.
Good.
It's actually to the point that dispensaries throughout the city are actually, they're reserved. They're reserving their spaces for troops all over the place.
Good. Listen, this isn't so much imitation. This is a fantastic business model.
Absolutely.
That you would be stupid not to follow.
Right. They're setting them up shop outside of grocery stores where they've already gone in and bought a bunch of stuff that they don't want, that they don't need.
I'm walking out with food, you can try to sell me.
Right.
Walk out of a pot shop, like, hook me up.
You bet. I'm a little bit surprised that pot shops don't have a little bit, you know, a snack corner.
They do, just the food has weed in it.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, though. I want some safe foods. Give me some, like, chips or crackers, I mean, or, you know.
I'd open a food truck.
Part of being a stoner is that you got to go get the snacks.
That's right. You got to prepare.
Yeah.
I'm going to my true
pizza rolls tonight.
Got to go to White Castle.
That was a movie.
Yes, we've seen it.
What's it about, Mike?
Japan is changing with the times, and the times call for people bringing their pets onto planes. An airport in Japan has created a rest area for dogs that are visiting the airport. The areas have places for the dogs to relieve themselves, as well as a bathing station and a water bowl.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There's so many frequent flyer dogs out there.
There really are, man. They really are. I gotta say, it's a step up from the little patch of AstroTurf that they give them at some spots in certain airports.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the dog set up yet at an airport that I've been to.
I think I had a layover in, I think it was Chicago that I saw it.
Okay.
And yeah, it was literally just a small square. It was really no bigger, no more real estate than, you know, maybe my laptop computer here.
That's it?
Of grass, yeah. It was nothing.
That's like
the guy might have even deployed it himself.
I was going to say, that's like asking us to, like, poop into a golf hole.
Right.
Like, I just need a little more real estate.
And I have no idea how people can corral their dogs to do that. I take my dog out, terrible. Man, and he needs to take his time and decide where he's going.
There's a very, very, very specific spot. I will sniff this out over a period of 20 minutes, right? No, not here. Hang on.
I'm not that guy that can set him down there and just say, this is your spot, now go. He's going to go wander off and look for another spot because there might be something better out there.
But dogs are like, you know, if we walk into our bathroom here, there's three stalls. It's like spending 20 minutes deciding which stall.
Right.
It's going to be one of these three because the decision for a dog, apparently, a quarter of an inch where they defecate matters greatly.
Right. But then you got to leave. You got to take a lap around the building. You got to sniff a couple shoes and then you decide, no, you know what? Maybe I do want to be over here and then I'm going to just go ahead and pick this one and maybe I'll sit down for half a second. No, I'm going to get up and go ahead and move on over here. Yep. But you know what? It turns out that when they do circle back, that is the spot. And with that, Mike Hawk is up.
Oh, take it back. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy and the Head Chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Carl Malone, the postman.
Oh, my goodness. Best in the business. All right, bitches. We be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best
and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.